Welcome to Living Waters Church, a community with Jesus at the center, shaped by scripture, dependent on his spirit, following together. For more resources, information, and news, check out our website, lwchurch.ca, and get connected.
It's good to see one another and to be together, especially on Baptism Sunday. Allow me to read a scripture for us and then bring a little bit of explanation towards baptism before we hear stories today. Luke chapter 3, we read, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.'" Today, we are really thrilled to celebrate baptism with six individuals, two of whom will be sharing in this service and the others sharing in our second gathering. But today, Sam, Finian, Lorea, Gemma, Brett, and crew are being baptized. And these are folks who have listened to Jesus call to them. They've been drawn in to say they want to follow Jesus. And these are folks who have taken some steps, either sitting down in a class or sitting together with a pastor and learning more about what it means to follow Jesus and to take the step of obedience into baptism. And we're so thrilled to celebrate with them as a church family today. A few moments just to think and reflect on baptism together. When we think about baptism, a number of images will no doubt rush to mind. One of those images is of washing and of cleansing. And that image comes readily to us from the scriptures as we read through the Old Testament and the New Testament, all kinds of washings or cleansings of people. We might even think of the flood we read of in Genesis, various people being cleansed for healing. When we think of someone entering the waters of baptism, there's a significant overlay of the image of cleansing and of washing. We might also think of the more famous images in scripture that we find in the Exodus of God liberating his people and then leading them through the parted Red Sea, of the Hebrew people walking through the parted sea from bondage and into new life and into freedom. And when we think of someone stepping into the waters of baptism, there's also there the echoes of the Exodus, of a way being made, of moving through water from what was bondage into new life and into freedom. And really, one of the main pictures that we find in the scriptures when it comes to baptism is of moving from death to life. That first comes to us from recognizing Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, which the New Testament then takes some time to spell out is actually our journey as well. We die to ourselves, or we die to the flesh, or we die to sin, but we are raised to new life in Christ. As Kirsten said a moment ago, we are new creations. This is very much what Paul spells out in multiple places in his letters. We move from death to life. And that is one of the great pictures of baptism, as we'll witness in a few moments, of someone being lowered and then being raised. That's the whole Christian life in one symbolic kind of nutshell. The chief picture, however, of baptism is of the text that we read just a moment ago, of Jesus himself being baptized. We follow Jesus into the waters of baptism, and we do that because we, as followers of Jesus, go where Jesus goes, and we do what Jesus instructs. We are baptized because he was baptized, and because he instructs, he directs, He directs those who want to follow him to do so, to be baptized. And so baptism in the life of a believer is very much about obedience. Repent and be baptized. Baptized into Jesus' name, into his death, into his new life. And he says this is something that all believers should do. So baptism is about recognizing that Jesus is our Lord. He's the one who gives us our marching orders, so to speak. And the first point of those marching orders is into the waters of baptism. So to be baptized is to obey Jesus. And the first thing that he asks us to do as his followers. Baptism is about obedience. With all that in mind, images of washing and cleansing and passing through water and death to life and obedience, with all that in mind, the wide shot of baptism, the big picture of baptism becomes this. It's that when we are baptized, we are standing where Jesus stands. When we are baptized, we are standing where Jesus stands. Jesus has stood, we remember, in our place, and because of this, we can now stand in his place. It is where we also hear ourselves, God say, because our lives are hidden with Christ, we also hear, "This is my child in whom I love and am well pleased." Not only does that is that said to Jesus at his baptism, but because of his cross, because of the resurrection, because of our lives wrapped up now in Jesus' life, we also hear, "This is my child whom I love, and I am well pleased." This is my child, Sam, whom I love, and I am well pleased. This is Finian, my son. My child, whom I love, and I am well pleased. And when we hear those words, when we remember our baptism, when we reflect on what baptism means to us as believers, baptism brings a clarity and an assurance, and for those that are baptized looking back, a reassurance when we remember, it reminds us of God's great smile over us, his beloved children. It reminds us that God loves us, God likes us, God has blessed us in Jesus, and we stand in those waters of baptism, and he is beaming over us. It's also something that we do together. We do together. As following Jesus is not something that we do by ourselves. So baptism is not an offering from the church as a part of our religious goods and services program. It just isn't. Baptism is about entering into new life with Jesus, and that means we enter into life together. It means that we are sisters and our brothers, and so it's good to be together today to sit and to hear stories and to celebrate baptism. It's why we don't do it in private. There's a public declaration of that for the world to hear, but it's also about doing it as a Christian family together, which is why we're all invited to gather today at the river to witness these moments. It is to say, baptism is one of those pictures in the life of the church together where we can say with kind of a physical act, belonging to God means we belong with one another. Belonging to God, his beloved children, means that we now belong with one another as sisters and brothers. And so days like today are all about encouragement. They're all about love. They're all about just blessing and support and cheering on and getting behind people who are choosing to say, I'm going to follow Jesus, and I want to do so with the support and the help from my sisters and brothers as well. That is a little bit about baptism today, and hopefully some of those themes can fill our imaginations as we hear some of the stories of baptism and see folks baptized later today. So we're going to move our attention now to hearing a couple of stories from Sam and from Finian, two young men in our congregation who are taking a significant step of baptism today. I encourage you to encourage them today. They should be over-hugged today and cheered on and high-fived And so let's bless them as they come, and let's welcome Sam when he joins us first. Come on up, Sam and Benson.
Thank you, Luke. Good morning, everyone. I'm Sam. Hope everybody, or maybe some people recognize me, or if not, I may have to show you all the welcome lunch photograph, like a brown guy in a brown sweater and a huge smile. Well, there's a lot more to me than just being there, and that's why I'm here, to share some things about me, my journey with Living Waters, and with Christ, of course. So I was born in a small valley up in the Himalayas, and I grew up around different religious influences. Growing up in a half-Christian and half-Hindu family, and finishing up almost 14 years in a Catholic school, I knew a person named Yeshua Messiah, or Jesus from Nazareth, to whom I often saw in the books, or to whom my uncle prayed to, or as our teachers and sisters described, I certainly knew was definitely someone superior to Saint Anne Mary, Joseph, and Thomas. So I considered him the Nirmata, or the creator. We prayed to him every school morning, and as I was there, I never thought about it much, but sorry about that. Yeah, so I didn't give a thought, much thought about it in that time. And I was just there for the school. And then, yeah, it was just there. But then also the family influence up there was that half of my dad's family already hated my mom's Christian family, which was not pretty good. Teenage days for me looked like being at an old church in Missouri, trying to find an angel in the daylight, and then coming back to the banks of Ganga by evening to cleanse my sin. About 2 years ago, I moved to the lower mainland, trying to run from my past relationships, spiritual warfare, and from a stranger living in my own skin. Then, through a university outreach program, I learned about Alpha. A neophyte landed in front of a church on a fine, rainy October day, and almost turned back, thinking that people in there would convert me. Ta-da, here I'm getting baptized today. Well, Alpha offered me a safe sharing space where I learned about the questions I was carrying throughout my life. And I was finally able to decode the words from what I would briefly describe as an image to which I later surrendered my life that day. Now, what this baptism means to me is that this is the way of my public declaration and my response to the great handiwork done by Jesus in my life. And that I get to experience His grace and a life to which I'm being a living witness to the work of the Holy Spirit. And also, it's a commitment to know more and grow in Jesus for the rest of my life. Being baptized in Jesus to me is a revelation of this new identity that I have in Him, to which it is my yes to be a new creation and be on the path to sanctification. Knowing Christ to me was not only a spiritual transformation, but also a change in the way I live, think, and understand the Word. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and He is also the one through whom I came to know the Father I had been searching all my life, and as a loving Father who deserves a relationship with me. Through Jesus, I came to understand grace, forgiveness, and what it means to surrender life to God. From me being scared to even think about God to having a relationship with Him was certainly a major transformation too. The ultimate revelation of God the Father, or the Creator, to Jesus, the living Son of God on the earth, was the realization moment of a true loving God to me. Because of Him, I was able to learn to receive grace and forgive not only others, but my own self. As of me being this new creation, I prioritize Jesus' discipleship, and I pray that all I do, be it small, be it at my work, or in relationship with people, that I be able to present Him, and that it be all for His glory and kingdom. Living Waters was truly helpful to me in this journey of repentance, where I get to sense the growth, community, recognition, and realization. Working at a Christian school and serving a Christ-centered community is a blend of my faith and passion, which results in me living my faith. To conclude, I have a word of God that keeps me going every time from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which goes like, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all the surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, stuck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to the death of Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal bodies. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Thank you, everyone. Grace and peace be with you all.
What an amazing testimony. Yeah. Will you join me as we pray for Sam together? Dear God, thank you so much for Sam and the ways that you've created him to be, the ways that you've led him, the ways that you've placed things in his life the entire way so that he could come to know you, Lord. From simple knowledge to now relationship. And today, as a church family, we bring him before you. We pray for him as he continues his journey of faith with you, as he seeks you and grows in his faith, and as he enters the waters of baptism today, Lord. May this be such special moments of declaration of faith in you, Lord. We commit him to you. We are with him, and we pray, Holy Spirit, that you fill him and empower him for all that you have for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm just going?
You're going.
Okay. Okay. Is this too loud or screechy? It's okay. 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 Hi. My name's Larea, and I'm just going to start because I wrote something. It'll be easier. I grew up in a split household when it came to faith. My mom and grandma were Lutheran, while my dad followed alternative spiritual paths and was often dismissive of what he saw as the blind following of Christianity. My grandma gave me my first Bible, taught me to pray, and made sure I knew the Lord's Prayer by heart. At the same time, I was exposed to very different beliefs through my dad. So today I stand here having chosen my own path. Like everyone, I faced struggles and challenges throughout my life. One of the biggest has been raising my 5 children on my own. But I do want to say I wrote that and I was like, I don't really feel like it's such a challenge. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sometimes it's like, oh, if this is going to get done, I have to do it alone, right? There's nobody there to back you up. Through those years, I always tried to be resilient, self-sufficient, and strong. Asking for help has never come naturally to me. Around 2017, I started attending church here, though I'm kind of like a phantom. I don't know who actually knows me. I felt a calling, although I couldn't always explain it. Sometimes I could hear a message that resonated so deeply that I knew it was something I was meant to hear. It felt like God was speaking directly to my heart. Then in 2020, my mom was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Through that incredibly difficult time, she remained full of light, love, faith, and devotion. I would walk into her ICU room, and she was stuck there for over a year. She was on a ventilator. She could not talk, she could not eat, and she could not walk. She was just in the bed. But she was so happy and overjoyed every time we came in. And I would walk in with, like, my problem of the day or feeling sad about her. And she was like just radiated joy. And it like just, my heart lit up as soon as I saw her. I felt like she solved all my problems walking in there. I could feel the love of Christ there. I saw it in her room, in her presence, in her eyes every time I visited, and I visited a lot. We played worship music in her room. We were very sad. It was a very difficult time, but still filled with joy and hope. Through my mom, I saw that with Jesus, there's always light, even in the darkest moments. The hope is always there if you know where to look. My mother was a living example of that faith to me and everybody who walked in her presence. During that season, I also reconnected with an old family friend who was a prophetic speaker. One thing she said to me has stayed with me ever since. You do not have to do it alone. She spoke to a loneliness in me that I had never really shared with anyone. She told me that God wanted to give me what I needed, but I simply had to ask. Those words challenged me. I'd spent so much of my life believing I needed to carry everything myself. But through my mom's illness, through that friendship, and through God's faithfulness, I came to understand something deeply in my heart. I'm never alone. I never have been. God was with me then, he's with me now, and he will always be with me. I can lean on him, trust him, and rest in his strength instead of relying only on my own. I still get busy and I get distracted. There are times when I drift, but the truth of what I've experienced and what I know in my heart never leaves me. That might be my last page, guys. Is it? That's important too. Okay. That's why I want to be baptized today. Not because I have everything figured out or because my faith journey is complete, but because I've chosen to follow Jesus. Baptism is my way of publicly declaring that faith and acknowledging the God who has been pursuing me, guiding me, comforting me, and carrying me through every season of my life. I know that whatever lies ahead, I do not walk alone. Christ is with me, and I want my life to reflect that truth. Do I have a little bit more time?
Yeah, you have another minute.
Another minute. Okay. Okay. You know, just like drag me off when the time's up. Okay. So, okay, guys, like to really like be like bearing my soul right now, which I kind of feel like I should. My mom always liked me to sing to her, and she would always dance, and she like had all these records, and I sung to her a lot in the hospital. And so I feel like I have to sing this song to you. And like, I don't even like, you know, what am I doing singing in front of all these people? I didn't even like to sing in front of my mom. So you can join. Okay. Is that okay? Okay. All right. You can join if you know. Okay. I saw the light. I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Thank you, Larea, for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much. And for singing. Next, I'm going to invite Rebecca to come up. And we are going to invite Gemma to come to the front.
All right, I got you. I got you. They're all friendly people. I don't really know because I don't really know everybody, but okay. So I'm going to just ask Gemma some questions and she's going to answer. It's going to be a little interview with Gemma Bailey. So where and how did you decide to follow Jesus?
I grew up around Christianity, but I realized that following Jesus had to be my decision. I started wanting to learn more about God, so I started reading my Bible and going to church. Through that, I started to build my relationship with God, and I realized Jesus is someone I want to know and follow.
So beautiful. Who is Jesus to you today, and what difference has following him made in your life?
Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and he's someone I know I can look to. Following Jesus has changed my perspective on life. I've learned I'm never alone, and I can always turn to him. He's made me want to know more and continue growing in my relationship with him.
It's beautiful. And finally, why are you choosing to be baptized now? Or why did you choose to be baptized like 30 minutes ago?
I'm being baptized because I feel ready to take this step in my faith and publicly show I've chosen to follow Jesus. I want to keep growing in my relationship with God. And for me, baptism is a way of showing that my faith is my own and I'm choosing to follow Jesus with my life.
So good. You did it. And now we're going to hear from Brett. And he's just going to share.
Hi, I'm Brett. It's a little dark, so I'm just going to jump into it. Last summer, my grandfather passed away, and I went about it in the wrong way. The night I found out, I grabbed alcohol from my parents' liquor cabinet, and I went to the garage and to try to numb the pain. And after a while, I decided my life needed a positive change. I threw myself out there and started going to a Lutheran church named Walnut Grove Lutheran Church. And I met my girlfriend, Gemma. Yeah. And she brought me to Living Waters. And the second I came here, I just loved this church. I've loved it ever since. Jesus to me is a God and a man all in one. He is our Savior and our protector, and he has given me someone to look to when I seek guidance. And ever since following him, I have found peace with myself from the past to present. I am being baptized now. Oh, this was written be before, but yeah. Sorry. I'm being baptized now to have an unshakable anchor to God. I seek the lifelong reassurance for even if I struggle with doubt or sin, I can look back at this baptism of proof that God has claimed me.
Amen. Way to go. That was beautiful. Beautiful. And finally, I'd like to introduce Crew. It's a long walk. Oh, yeah, do you want me to? Okay. I'm interviewing him too. All right. Crew, where and how did you decide to follow Jesus?
I was first introduced to Jesus when I was in preschool, well, because I went to a private Christian school. So I've known about God and Jesus my whole life. But I decided to devote my life fully to Jesus about a year and a half ago. Because then, before, I felt I was living a way too sinful life, and I was sick and tired of feeling like that. I wasn't, like, enough for God, and that he was, like, disappointed in me, and as I was a lukewarm Christian. So to better myself, not only for God, well, not only for me, but for God, I fully devoted myself as a Christian and actually lived for him instead of just knowing him.
So who is Jesus to you today, and what difference has following him made in your life?
Today, Jesus is my Lord and Savior and someone I can turn to no matter what I am going through. He gives me hope and reminds me I don't need to be perfect to come to him. Following Jesus has changed the way I looked at my life. Before, I felt like I was making a lot of bad decisions that weren't good for me or for my relationship for God. So following Jesus has given me strength to pursue a relationship with him no matter the situation.
So good. Yeah. I'm gonna clap. So why did you choose to be baptized today?
I'm choosing to be baptized now because I feel that my relationship with God has grown a lot from where it started. and I feel that I'm ready to take the next step in my faith. I know I am still growing and whatever and learning, but I want to show today that I'm ready to follow Jesus until the end.
So good. Wow. Would you stand with me? We're going to pray for Laria and Gemma and Brett and crew. And would you just stand with me as we pray for them? Lord Jesus, as I reflect on just the last 20 minutes and at the river, Lord Jesus, what strikes me is your great joy as you think about Laria and Gemma and Brett and crew. Your great joy. Holy Spirit, would that resonate in their hearts today? We pray that they would sense your great delight at their choice to be devoted to you and to follow you. And we pray for today. We pray that, as a couple of them said, that today would be a marker, Lord Jesus, or as one of them said, an anchor that grounds them in you, that keeps them close to their Savior and their Lord. Lord Jesus, would they remember that today they stood here and declared that they belong to Jesus? And we pray that you would keep them close to you all the days of their life. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and we acknowledge again your great grace and you, the way you have come and brought them to yourself, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for their stories and for the ways that you have intersected their lives and made them new. We pray for them today. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen. 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 You can be seated.
I think I speak for everybody when we say to those that are baptized today, we're so proud of you. We're so thankful for you for being willing to share your stories with us today. And as we've heard your stories, and as we've reflected on baptism today, I'd like to turn the question of what today means for us. Many times if we have experienced baptism ourselves, a day like this takes us back to those foundational moments of when we've chosen to follow Jesus and chosen to be baptized. For those that have been baptized and have said yes to Jesus, all kinds of things might be coming to mind. Remembrances might be coming to mind. Others of us perhaps have not been baptized or not even yet said yes to following Jesus. And today we want to make just a bit of room to acknowledge that. All morning I've been sensing, as we've been gathering together, various kind of currents of grace moving through our community together, as we hear stories, as we see steps of faith, reminds us that we are not segregated or separated away from God, but we are, in fact, just as we represented in the waters of baptism, surrounded by God, smiled on by God, looked at by God, known by God. We heard one of our friends just share perhaps this worry of displeasure from God. The gospel tells us that before we said yes to God, God said yes to us. Before we loved God, he loved us. Know today that you are loved by the one that made you. And I want to take just a moment, as we've listened to these stories, for us to close our eyes together in one more moment of prayer and ask God to make clear for us that image or a word that might come to mind. What does Jesus want to say to you today? Let's close our eyes and just take a moment and listen to the voice of God as he moves through this space, drawing us, revealing himself to us. What is Jesus saying to you today? What's the word, the one word? What's the word being spoken to your heart? Is it love? Is it forgiveness? Is it clean? Is it new? Is it hope? Life? What's God saying to you today? Jesus, I thank you that you promised that you would draw all people to yourself, and that includes us. So whether we consider ourselves close to you or far away, we thank you that you draw close. Lord, we know that you cover up the majority of distance between us and you. But for those of us that are sitting in the room today that want to welcome you further, we just say in our hearts, welcome, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus. Some of us today, Lord Jesus, don't know what it means to trust you. Don't know what it means to have faith. But we sense that you are drawing us to you. Thank you that you told us it doesn't take much faith, just a little bit. Just a little bit of trust, and you'll cover the rest of the ground. Lord Jesus, we say, even as a whisper, we want to know you and trust you. Jesus, would you reveal yourself to us? Would you show us, God, who you really are? Would you do away with all of the preconceived notions of you, all of the wrong perspectives of you? And through a work of your Spirit, would you show us who you are, that we might know your holiness and your grace and your mercy? Thank you, Lord, that you came to live amongst us so that we could be clear on who you are, especially through your death and resurrection. Lord Jesus, if you're knocking on the door of our hearts today, we open it. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome. Would you bring in healing? Would you bring in renewal, life, cleansing? Would you make us, as you promised, a new creation? We trust you, Jesus. And we thank you for your goodness. Pray that you'd show us what to do next with that trust. Lord, we thank you for our gathering today and that we can be together as sisters and brothers. And we pray today we would know your great smile over us as a family and as individuals. Assure us of the truth, remind us of our hope that we have in you, and bless us in the course of this week. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. If you prayed in your heart as I was praying just then and had a sense of openness to God that is perhaps new or something that you've encountered before but you're back again, I want to invite you to tell somebody about that. And if you don't have anybody to talk to, come and talk to some members of our pastoral team. I'll be hanging up here at the beginning or the end of our gathering. I'd love to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today on Baptism Sunday. Please give those around you a hug or a high five, and we'll see you next Sunday as we move into three gatherings. We'll see you soon. Grace and peace.
Thanks for joining today. If you'd like to get more connected or involved in any way, please reach out. We'd love to help. Have a great week.